The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 16th. What to know about the fire badly damaging a Paris landmark and the billionaire promising to help rebuild. Plus, what Trump now says about Boeing. Tiger Woods is about to get another award, and Lyft brings back the taxi line. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with the massive fire at a historic landmark in Paris, France. Part of the Notre Dame Cathedral is now destroyed. It was built in the 13th century, so it's about 850 years old, and is one of the most famous sites in Paris. Well, the New York Times reports the iconic spire at the top of the cathedral collapsed along with two-thirds of the roof, but it could have been worse. Firefighters saved the church's structure and towers. At this point, authorities don't know what caused the fire that started yesterday, but the AP cite sources who say it could be potentially linked to a renovation project. For now, investigators are treating it as an accident. They say they've ruled out arson or a possible terrorist attack. French President Emmanuel Macron calls it a national emergency and says, "We will rebuild." He plans to launch an international fundraising campaign to help the process. And already, French billionaire François-Henri Pinault, who was married to actress Salma Hayek, pledged more than $100 million to help rebuild. Many others around the world are also reacting. President Trump called the fire a, quote, terrible sight to behold. And in a statement, the Vatican said it was a terrible fire and called the cathedral a symbol of Christianity in France and in the world. In the U.S. and around the world, the number of measles cases keeps going up. In the U.S., another drastic jump within a week. 90 more measles cases were just reported. CNN says that's the biggest jump so far this year. There are now 555 total cases in 20 states in the U.S. Many cases have been reported in New York. In fact, just last week, the mayor of New York City declared a public health emergency and demanded everyone in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, be vaccinated. And if not, they would have to pay a $1,000 fine. Well, some parents aren't happy about that. ABC News reports they filed a lawsuit against the city's Department of Health, saying there isn't enough evidence of a measles epidemic to justify the forced vaccinations. Around the world, there were more than 110,000 cases reported in the first 3 months of this year. That's a 300% increase from the same time last year. Experts say the anti-vaccination movement and misinformation have fueled this outbreak. While it is preventable with the vaccine, once you get it, the Mayo Clinic says there's no specific treatment for the virus, just for the symptoms until it goes away. In some cases, complications can be serious or even deadly. Major airlines are canceling even more flights because the Boeing 737 MAX planes are grounded around the world. CNBC reports United Airlines will cancel flights through early July now. The airline has been trying to use other planes to avoid canceling those flights, but apparently the peak summer travel season makes that tough. Both American Airlines and Southwest Airlines have also extended cancellations through early August. Remember, Boeing 737 MAX planes are not allowed to fly after two deadly plane crashes involving the same model plane. It's still not clear when 737 MAX planes will be allowed to fly again. In the meantime, President Trump has some advice for the U.S. manufacturer. In a tweet, Trump said if he was Boeing, he'd fix the 737 MAX, add new features, and rebrand the plane with a new name. But an expert told the Washington Post you can't just rebrand an airplane because they are FAA certified as a specific model. But did you actually know President Trump once had his own airline in the late 80s and early 90s? It was called Trump Shuttle and flew short flights on the East Coast. It didn't last, though. Business Insider says it lost millions of dollars in less than 2 years, and Trump walked away in 1992. A quick break for today's sponsor, Swap.com. I have to tell you, I don't really like having to buy a bunch of different expensive new shoes. I either wear them out pretty quickly, or I don't wear them much at all. Well, I found a cute pair of like-new brand-name heels for a fraction of the retail price on Swap.com. Whether it's shoes or clothes for the kids in your life or maternity, you can save up to 90% off retail prices on your favorite brands like Lululemon and Nike. You've probably done it before at a physical thrift store, but it takes forever to sift through all the clothes, right? With Swap.com, you can look through millions of clothes in just seconds on the website or the mobile app using simple filters to find just what you need. And there are easy returns within 30 days. Or if you have brand new clothes you never wear and don't want them to go to waste, well, Swap.com takes items just like those. Go to swap.com/newsworthy to check it all out. And the Newsworthy listeners get a special offer. Sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. Be sure to enter your email to get that offer. Just go to swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Many are calling Tiger Woods' win at the Masters one of the greatest comebacks in sports history. And that includes President Trump. He tweeted that he plans to give Tiger Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest civilian honor you can get. Trump tweeted it's because of Tiger's success and comeback in, quote, sports and, more importantly, life. Woods won the Masters over the weekend for the fifth time, but the first in more than a decade. His career was derailed after a personal scandal in 2009, then a DUI in 2017, and multiple injuries. And many people wrote him off. Even sponsors dropped him. But Nike stuck with him. And now CNBC cites a marketing firm who says Nike got about $22 million worth of exposure from that big win over the weekend. And on top of that, some of Tiger Woods' branded clothes and accessories on Nike's website sold out that same day he won. The Boston Marathon saw one of the tightest finishes in the history of the race yesterday, with Lawrence Tirono from Kenya pulling ahead and winning the men's race by just 2 seconds. On the other hand, Werknesh Degefa from Ethiopia easily won the women's race. For both of them, it was their first major marathon win. And the men's wheelchair race had the youngest ever champion. ESPN says 20-year-old Daniel Romanchuk also finished in the fastest time ever for an American in that race. This year was also the first time the Boston Marathon was held on April 15th since the Boston bombing on that day in 2013. Officials held a ceremony to honor those killed 6 years ago. Lyft is taking 3,000 of its electric bikes off the streets because of brake issues. CNN reports the company Lyft owns, called Motivate, is pausing its e-bike service in New York, San Francisco, and Washington and replacing the e-bikes with regular bikes. The reason? Some riders reported stronger than expected braking, and some say they flipped over the handlebars because of it. The company says it's working on a fix. Speaking of Lyft, TechCrunch says the company wants to bring back the taxi line. It's trying it out at the San Diego airport starting next month. Instead of having to call for a driver on the app and meet at a specific spot at the airport, travelers get in a physical line and match with a driver in real life, just like a taxi line. Only then do passengers enter the address and a specific code in the app to sync up with the driver and get going. Amazon could launch a new free music service. Billboard cites sources who say Amazon's music service would be ad-supported and available through Amazon's voice-activated Echo speakers. Of course, this would be new competition for Spotify. Amazon already offers some free music to people who pay to be Prime members, but even that's limited. And to get access to more songs, users have to pay more. Billboard says the new free ad-supported service could be available to everyone as early as this week, but so far, no official word from Amazon. So stay tuned. Game of Thrones Season 8 premiere set a new record for HBO, drawing in 17.4 million viewers on Sunday night alone. Entertainment Weekly says it's not only a record for HBO, but it's also the most watched scripted entertainment program of the year. And it's also rare that Game of Thrones has actually grown viewership with each season. Most shows lose viewers over time. More vegan options are coming to fast food restaurants. USA Today says Del Taco will become the first Mexican fast food chain to offer plant-based meat in all of its locations. They'll add 2 meatless tacos available later this month. Blaze Pizza is adding a vegan spicy chorizo topping to 300 of its restaurants. And this comes just a few weeks after Burger King announced it's testing a meatless Impossible Whopper in St. Louis. And that's it. You are all caught up. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.